Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Dave and me.
Knock, knock, John, it's me, Dave. In a story we exclusively broke in last week's episode, Father's Day is coming up. It has been confirmed,
I still can't believe it.
I can't think of a better way to celebrate than to simplify my health routine with Athletic Greens.
That's right. Our journalism credentials are unprecedented in the dad pod space. True. That goes without saying, obviously, but starting every day with AG1 really makes it easy to ensure that I'm getting all the nutrients I need.
John, listen, my day's got a million things going on. It's hard for me to put up and keep up with a supplemental routine that comes with a bunch of different products, okay? It's too much, John.
Yeah, I get it. And AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having to do a lot.
I say this all the time, John.
Yep.
It's
say it
the easiest.
Again.
It's the easiest and healthiest. I'll give it both those things. Yep. Then you can do it under a minute, okay?
Well, let me tell you something that I say all the time, and
do
I'll
it.
Say it again.
Say it.
Because I love saying it. AG1 gives you increased energy and mood support, making it easier to live your life.
Yes. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase.
Go to athleticgreens.com/dadville.
That's athleticgreens.com/dadville. Check it out. Lower than your... Yeah, okay. So, welcome, everybody, to Dadville. And you're sitting there, you're wondering, what is all this chitter-chatter that's not usually on there? And some of it is because, one, we're recording straight to video for the first time ever.
Ever. This is huge. This is what we look like.
So, but
we're losing listeners fast. So let's get it going.
But one thing I do want to say is, I told John before, I'm used to looking at John when we do these.
Yeah.
These, you know, just me and John pods. This one, we're side by side. It's like we're on a long car ride together. So this is gonna be really interesting. Although, you know, fun stat. Do you know this about men? They say that men communicate the best.
Yeah.
Not looking at each other.
Doing a shared
experience.
Shared activity.
So this, what we're saying, is going to be the best podcast we've ever done.
Which, hey, speaking of, can I just take a minute to give my man Dave Barnes a shout out?
Don't do this.
Speaking of working on a car.
Okay.
This guy right here.
Did I do that? Yes.
Took a battery out of a car with his own hands.
With my own hands.
And then got a battery and put that battery back in. And
well, another battery.
What did I say?
I didn't just take that battery.
Even if you would have, I would have been impressed.
Still impressive. Okay, I'll tell you really quickly. This last week, it always happens like this, doesn't it? We had a full day. Me and Annie had stuff going on. She comes back. I was in the studio. She's like, "Hey, my car is not starting." And it's just, that's the, you know. So then I'm thinking hours ahead. I'm like,
let's
okay.
talk about what happens in that moment.
Yeah. Heart rate spikes.
As a man.
I start sweating immediately. I can feel my grandfather, who served in World War II, just watching me from heaven going like, "What's your move here, Barnes?" And then laughing, but like in a non-simple way because it's heaven.
But not even saying, "What's your move here, Barnes?" Already judging you for failing at
it. Do you even know which one of them is your car? That kind of thing. Like that. No. So I know at that point I'm like, "Oh man, I got like, we have a busy day tomorrow. We had a million things going on." So I was like, "I got to get this figured out today." Well, I'm working on my record. And so I had to get stuff out to the guy who's going to mix it. So I have to get that done. Anyway, long story short, I have an hour window to go to O'Reilly's or AutoZone or whatever. Go to O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's is a pub down the street.
Yeah. And that's just to get ready.
Yeah, just to deal with the failure.
Oh, they got me in the giggles. just to prep for, just to really get pressed, just to get loosened up with my Amy Sal's. And so I go to O'Reilly's. The guy's like, "I can't help you change this. It was in my wife's Yukon, GMC Yukon." He's like, "These things are way too involved." And I was like, "What does that mean?" He's like, "Look," and he opens it. They have a bar that goes over the battery that you have to undo, and then that goes under the battery. There's just like a million ways you have to get to the battery, and the battery is as tightly put in there as you can do it. So I'm like, I literally drive around because John helped me crank the car. Dadville for life. And so I'm like, how am I going to get this thing? So I literally just keep driving because I need the battery to keep going. call the GMC place. I'm like, can y'all do this? They're like, oh, we moved 20 miles outside of town. True story. And I was like, because it used to be downtown, which is like 2 miles from my house. So then I'm like, what am I going to do? I literally pull over to the side of the road, watch a YouTube video. And I was like, oh, I can do this. So then I go back to O'Reilly. We have to go to play that night. So I just get the battery, leave it at the house. We go to the play. I get halfway before I have like the window before the play. I get halfway done because I'm like, oh, I got 30 minutes. I can do it. They gave me the wrong battery. So we go to the play. I get home, drive to O'Reilly's again to switch out the battery at 9:15 p.m. 9:15 p.m. Get the battery, get up at 6:30 the next morning and change it. And the best part of this whole experience was at 6:30 that morning, I didn't tell you this, numerous people ran by and were like, yeah, Barnes, because I was like in the road, in my car, like pulling things out. And I was like, I grew like another foot after that after that moment. It was a proud moment. Which segues well into Father's Day.
Yeah, it does. I'm proud of you.
We all got to.
I didn't even know that the guy at the hardware store was like, I can't.
Oh, no. O'Reilly's was like, we don't touch these GMCs because it's like way too involved.
Let's talk about Father's Day.
Let's talk about Father's Day. Okay.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to y'all. Okay, let's start with this first, John. What do we feel like the starkest differences between Father's Day and Mother's Day are?
Okay. My first gut reaction, I can only speak for myself. I think, well, if one has to go, Father's Day, we lose Father's Day.
Why are we starting? That feels negative.
I'm just being honest. I'm just saying, if we got to get rid of one of them and we have a vote, no one is voting for Mother's Day to be taken out.
Yeah, see ya.
Father's Day's gone.
It's a good run.
Right? That's my first answer to that.
Yes.
Oh, no. All my notes are gone.
So that was it. He just thinks.
Oh, there we go. We're back.
It's okay. Back.
I just deleted all my notes. So that's my first thought.
Okay.
My second thought is when Mother's Day comes around, again, just speaking for myself.
Okay.
I feel like more moms need a break and dads are like, it's time with the family.
Oh, yeah. That's
good.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's good. That's true.
Which again, I'm not speaking for everyone, but I think in general, it's like.
What happens? This is an interesting point you just made. What happens when a dad for fathers, I don't know many dads that have ever done this actually, that have gone, hey, I just would love to go to a hotel close and just sit by the pool on Father's Day. I've never heard a dad that goes, hey, for Father's Day, I'd like to kind of get away.
Yeah.
That's
not that there aren't.
Listen,
dads
you
out
can
there
get
that
away.
Maybe I deserve that. Away.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's don't be those guys. But I am saying that to your
but
point.
But if a mom was like,
oh,
hey,
yeah, you're like, let's
I'm
send you
to
Jamaica.
Hotel. Yeah.
You get out of here, gal.
Do it.
Yeah, you just don't hear dads. Yeah. I think for life expectancy, they're like, I'd rather not tempt fate and come to my wife and look at her in the eyes and be like, you know what I really want for Father's Day is just to get away for a day. She'd be like, oh, I didn't know you needed that. And then you're going to have a really fun conversation after that.
Well, can I read some facts here?
Please.
We're talking a lot about how we feel, but let's get some facts going here.
Okay. Well, did you ask me what I would do? Feels like maybe we jumped.
Well, what would you do?
what you think the difference is between Father's Day and
Tell
Mother's
me. I was going to ask you at the end after we're done recording.
No, I would say, this is a hot take. Mother's Day is much deserved. I'm not, and it's not that fathers, listen, this podcast is called Dadville, but I mean, you know, is a Father's Day deserved? Yeah, sure. But pales in comparison to Mother's Day.
I feel like a Father's Day is deserved in that we need to take time to recognize the things that we care about.
Yeah.
Mother's Day,
that's
same, but also I feel like moms need a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's different in that way. It's just in the way that I view it. It's just, I don't view it as like, oh, finally, I'm going to get a break for one day.
Yeah, no, I love that.
It's not that.
It's more about I actually want to just have unadulterated time with my family and the kids. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'll give that to you.
Okay, here's some facts. Some
buckle up,
I did
folks.
Some journalism
buckle up
for
some
this
facts.
Episode. Okay, in 2022, guess how much people spent in the United States of America on Father's Day?
Can I guess?
Guess.
$1,700.
That's a good guess. maybe a little low. $20 billion.
Oh, I was just a little outside. Okay.
Now
that's with a B.
Just with a side note. That's with a B, a capital B. Side note, Mother's Day, last year we spent $35.7 billion. So again, Dadville gets or
you're
Father's
welcome,
Day gets voted.
You're
out.
Welcome, florists of the world.
Exactly. 3.2 just on flowers.
No.
On Mother's Day.
No.
Yep.
Wait, 3.2 billion?
3.2 billion.
Man,
just on flowers.
I picked the wrong career.
Okay, okay. And then 46% of American men,
yep,
18 years or older, are fathers. 46%, according to census numbers. So that's 72 million fathers in the United States.
Yep.
And about 152 million men.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting deep in the numbers here.
Okay, yep.
Nearly 25 million fathers are part of a married couple, while 2 million fathers are single.
Okay.
We got 2 million single fathers. This is coming from fatherhood.gov.
Can I hit this
sources.
Next one? Can
Please.
I take this one for a
Please.
Drive? The necktie is, and some of you are thinking, there's no way this is right.
I was wrong on this.
Yeah.
I even told you, I thought.
I've never asked for this once in my life.
Used to be the
popular
gift.
The necktie is still the most popular gift. Now, granted, John looked up these facts on microfiche. Oh, next to add some Stetson and buy a horse and some land for $6. The necktie is still the most popular gift. That's true, right? Like, this is current.
It's true.
We're talking right
this
now.
This is current.
But not the most desired. In fact, only 19% of dads said they wanted clothing or apparel at all. That's 19%. 64% said they didn't want anything with the words, quote unquote, world's best dad on it. Most dad polled said they wanted time with their kids over their gifts. So take that.
Yeah.
You think you know? Okay, I have to say something about these facts. One, and I feel like, John, I'd love you to weigh on this. Mother's Day is tricky. So when we talk about 20 billion Father's Day,
yep,
35.7 billion spent on Mother's Day. Mother's Day to me is tricky, okay? Because it's like...
Mother's Day is tricky.
Yeah, because yep. You can literally spend all of your money and not be sure if you nailed it or not. And they deserve all of it. So there's like, the cap is tricky.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's no amount of money that you could ever spend on Mother's Day and it feel like this is what she's worth, right? Because moms,
right.
They're out there yeah. hustling, right? So you understand why there's this, like, anytime I do Mother's, it's probably even more tricky for me than Christmas or birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, this is like, man, this is this. She puts in work into this thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And I want to acknowledge that I see her and she's doing it. So it's hard because you can be like, man, I could spend $500 or something crazy and be like, I still feel like maybe that's underwhelming.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where birthday right. has a pretty understood, like, birthday's a birthday. And Christmas, yeah. Christmas. Mother's Day is like, I don't know, it's so open-ended.
Well, and it's reflected in those numbers.
Yeah.
It's like, $20 billion, that's a big enough number. I don't even know what that number means.
Yeah.
Right? But the fact that it's almost double.
Yeah, it's a lot of dads out there like, I don't know. Yeah, get
it's
that
dads
too.
Out there freaking out.
At the price point, they're at the register. And so, did you want to grab? Yeah, I do
yes.
actually. Did you want to? Yes, that'll be. Anything you have, I will take to ensure that she understands.
Excuse me, stranger who works here. Any ideas you might have for this woman that I've
Do you
known
have
my,
a mother or know some mothers? Any ideas you will. I will yeah. take this. Oh, God. Okay, John, you're here. Thank goodness. I'm glad you're here. Big day for us. Big day.
It's not your birthday. Or our friendiversary.
No, yeah, no, it's not. You're right. But both different days. It's National Coffee Day.
Of course.
NCD.
And what better way to celebrate than by brewing a fresh cup of methodical coffee?
Methodical's been roasting and hosting for over 8 years and offer
That's
a
right.
wide selection of coffees and teas that are complex yet easygoing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dadville's signature blend is a combo of chocolate, graham, and brown sugar, people.
To be enjoyed, and you're wondering how?
Yeah.
To be enjoyed in your world's best dad mug, okay?
Of
WBD
course.
Mug. And while listening to the podcast, mow the lawn, of course, clean out the garage, pressure wash the driveway, one of my favorite mm-hmm. things in the world, or whatever else you have on your to-do list.
Visit methodicalcoffee.com for more information and use the discount code DADVILLE for 10% off your first order.
That's methodicalcoffee.com and use the code DADVILLE for 10% off your order.
Hey, Dave, I actually looked it up, and National Coffee Day is in October. Okay, okay.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Dave, time for a gut check.
Okay, just real talk. I'm not really prepared for this. I thought we were going to just do some ad reads before the next go, right?
No, don't worry. It'll only take a minute.
Okay.
Okay, with Father's Day coming up, I think it's a good time for reflection.
Yep.
On how things are going, you know?
Yep.
Like, are you taking care of yourself?
Well, it depends how we define that, because if taking care of yourself means eating ice cream while watching cartoons, maybe not enough.
That's why we need to tell everyone about BetterHelp, an entirely online therapy service for yourself, couples, or teens that connects you with a professional, licensed, and vetted therapist.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find more balance with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Dadville today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp.com/Dadville.
You know, the other thing, though, and I wanted to bring this up, too. The other trick, so we didn't say this at the beginning. I forgot to say this. I thought Amy and Annie, when they were on that first Mom Bill, when they talked about how that is a stark difference between, I would say, maybe the biggest one that I've learned. You and I have talked about this a lot. But, like, when they were so articulate around, like, and I saw Annie just do this with my mom, sadly, is, like, you know, they're not just... That's not a day they just get to enjoy. Like Annie was saying, they're thinking of their mom and my mom. So like the mother-in-law and the mother. And then that's not counting like a stepmom or, you know, other moms that can enter that, grandmoms. You know, so that was really convicting to me because I'm like, you know, maybe Father's Day I'm kind of thinking about my dad. I'm not thinking, I mean, not in a bad way, but I'm not really expected to buy my father-in-law anything. At most, it's kind of my dad, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think when Annie said it, that was very illuminating. So I was like, man, Mother's Day is not something that I think a lot of moms just get to enjoy, where it's like you really do put your feet, even the preparation for it. Because let's say the day they actually get to go do something they want to do, that's great. But, you know, the couple of weeks going up for it, and I saw Annie, she does it every year. Like, she's so thoughtful about her mom going, okay, are there any other women I should be thinking of that maybe aren't going to get Mother's Day gifts or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, single, not single moms, but... women who haven't been able to be moms, you know, I've seen, you know, so it's just, I think that is a very big difference between those two things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
They're much more thoughtful than we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
The end. Should we end?
Full stop.
That's just end it there.
Full stop.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then, okay, speaking, so back to the necktie.
Okay.
Watch me go here.
Yep.
Is John McLaughlin, when you have Father's Day, what do you want? So if you don't want a necktie, you don't want socks. Maybe you do. Actually, I mean, I've never been more embarrassed than the year I really was like, no, I could actually use some socks.
Yeah. Socks and underwear, done.
Great,
I can't have enough good socks and good underwear.
The way that you move, you tear through both of
those. I go through them.
you
know how I live.
Your leg work is really aggressive. Uh-huh.
Upper thigh work.
It's astounding. When you walk across the street, I think you're trying to create popcorn from kernels between your thighs when you walk.
No, I don't know when it happened, but there was a point, maybe it happened when I became a dad, that I was like all of a sudden, no, socks is a viable gift.
It's an option.
But
now,
to your point, the necktie. No, I have no use for a necktie.
Yeah.
I wear a tie twice a year, maybe.
Yep.
So that's not really a thing.
So what do you want? Like, is there a theme? Is there a...
Don't you think that this is why it's so hard with Father's Day? Because when you ask me, what do I want? I'm like, the things that I wanted, I got them. If I needed something or really wanted something, I went
and
out and bought it.
Love? That's
a wife?
Love.
I need attention.
I thought you were about to say
it. Clean water.
I need a tan.
Do you have
like genres, or the things you're like, okay, you know what I'm kind of thinking about is, if you know,
here's what I think the gift is. I mean, to be honest, my, like, on my birthday and on Father's Day, they're consistently
and Amy gets the credit for this, Amy and the girls, I consistently am saying to her at the end of those days, like, I think this was like the
greatest
day of my life. And she always laughs and rolls her eyes. And I'm like, but it's true. But it's like, I just want to, I want to like wake up. I want that. I love mornings. I love that Father's Day is in the summer. So we have morning time with the girls. Like if we're making breakfast, I need a good coffee. This is every day though.
Yeah.
A good coffee. I want to go play some tennis.
Okay.
And the gift there, because I play tennis on a regular basis, but the gift there is that if I go a little long, I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'm not looking at my watch being like, I got to get back, but let's play one more tiebreak or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, I don't have to worry about running back home or whatever. And then, I don't know, pizza movie night?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just want time with
the kids. With the kids,
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not far. It's like, the thing that's tricky with me is my birthday is always like a day or two away from Father's Day.
Yeah.
So it gets a little convoluted. But yeah, it's the same. I mean, you know, to me, I'm like, what are things we can do as a family that may skew a little more toward something I would enjoy, you know? So, you know, like hide and seek where I don't go find them is a fun one, you know. no, but like, you know, I love going to the movies, so it may be like, let's see if there's something on that we can all go get a bunch of popcorn and sit and watch together, and you know, but yeah, it's not, again, it's really tricky because like it skews birthday a little because then it turned, because the couple days it's been the same so far, it's been actually the same day, which I feel bad,
which you're kind of getting gypped a little bit.
And well, I tell Annie that, and she's like, you think I'm getting, you know, it's that whole.
And you back out of it.
Yeah. And I just start buying things.
You know what one of the, truly one of the best gifts are? Not to sound corny.
No, get it.
When the kids do those little, like, fill out things.
Forever and ever, amen.
I love them.
I think, I really think this. I think when I'm 55 years old, that's only 10 years from now. Good night. Can we end? I don't want to do this anymore.
If you need to step out of the room.
God, that just got so sad. No, but you know, 70,
you need to
whatever.
The age that you use.
Just overdub my mouth saying 75. You know, I think even when they're adult children, like when they're my kids are adults, I think I'd still be like, what do you think my favorite sports team is? Dad, God. It's Arsenal.
But they'll be adults. They'll just do it with their non-dominant hand.
Oh, my God.
So it's still hard to read.
Like, somebody will wake them up in the middle of the night and they have to do a non-dominant hand. But, like, yeah, I those, I don't know if y'all are hip to those. There's a ton of them online, but they're just like these little questionnaires that are for your kids, especially when they're really little, where it's like,
it's the best.
It's like, what's daddy's favorite thing? You know, what's daddy's favorite movie, book, or music? What does daddy say the most? You know, and it's just,
you know, Luca 2 days ago, randomly, Luca did, probably because of the musical that she and Livy did last week, she's still in like play performance mode. She did a one woman show of the day in the life of daddy. Like from sun up to sundown.
That's your Father's Day.
It was hilarious and awesome.
Was there any part of you like, oh?
There was only one part that I didn't like. Every other
part. This is when daddy gets on his phone and starts getting insecure. And then starts asking mom if that song is really as good as he think it is.
The last, it was like everything was great from sun up to bedtime.
Oh, no.
I was like,
oh no.
I honestly was like, no. I feel like this is a little glimmer of like, I think I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
And then it ended with the only part that I didn't like, because it was like she went and got my phone.
Oh, no.
And she was like, and then this is you after, get back in bed.
Oh, I love that.
You're going to have a consequence. And I'm like, yeah, just take the phone out. Could it be a Bible?
That's always, yeah. What if you're like, I'm looking at Bible on my phone, honey? Say that out loud.
Yeah,
that's, but those are great. Those are, I love the, anything that's like, have the kids draw or write, which is so funny, because I don't know if you remember this, but like, I remember as a kid, dad would say those kind of things, like, just don't make something. And I was always like, this is so lame.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But genuinely, as I get older, I'm like, those are my favorite things.
Yeah. I remember I made my dad a bracelet. This is maybe the only Father's Day gift I can remember making him, but I made him a bracelet that was like, you know, one of those leather straps.
Yeah.
And then you put beads on it.
Oh, yeah.
And like half the beads on one side were like translucent. The other side were like, what's the, opaque?
Look at you.
Anyway, I'm the one with the collared shirt on, so I...
You have to know it.
And that's, and you know, I was never expecting him to actually wear it, but he hung it from his rearview mirror, like for years after that. And I think he said it got him out of a ticket one time.
Oh, look, jeez.
Which that crazy story doesn't even have to be true. But I'm
it does. It is now.
Told me, yeah.
It's gone. It's from folklore to real. Okay, so let's continue with facts, John. More than half. Very different of the fathers polled. Say are the primary grocery shoppers in their households. There are a handful of things.
This shocks me.
I don't know. Let's continue.
Now, for the record, let's just say the verbiage there. More than half of the fathers polled say they. Okay, so continue.
Say that should be quotes. Say they're the primary grocery shoppers in their households. There are a handful of things to know about dads who shop. First of all, is that true with y'all?
No.
No.
I mean, I do it sometimes, and I actually don't mind. I don't mind doing it at all, but no, that's not.
I hope Annie doesn't listen to this episode. Let's be honest. She doesn't listen to any of them. Like, she doesn't have enough of me talking in her life. I bet you it's 50-50, if not skewing me 55.
Really?
55 to 60, 40, yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Only because she dislikes it so much.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it a ton. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I just don't know. What I don't like is when I need to get something that I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't even know what the genre of food it's in. I don't like
Can we circle that? Because I want to come back to that.
Yeah.
More dads research the products. This is really surprising to me. So here are the things about the dads who do shop for their families. One, more dads research the products they buy than moms. That's a lot.
That's only because the moms already know.
Yeah. That's so true. That's good. About 11% of moms research products compared to 24% of dads, which John just nailed that. That's only because
I'm not researching oregano.
Yeah, yeah, like... Leaves, which pickle, how can I get the most pickles in a jar? What brand will give you the most pickles per jar? Two, men will spend more on products if they are of better quality. I know that's true.
Wait, men will spend more on products if they are of better quality. Yeah, okay.
I am the greatest demographic for that stat in the history of time.
Yeah.
If I look at something, if something's just branding, and I'm like, that just looks like a better mouthwash. I'm like, I'm buying that.
This is a random, not really random, but that this reminds me of, you know, those bars, RX bars.
O'Brien. O'Reilly's.
They're like the protein bars or whatever. Yeah, yeah. RX bars. They're great. But when that company switched their branding, because you were talking about branding.
Yeah.
They switched and they put their ingredients on the front. I forget who was telling me this, but when they did that, they went from like, I don't know what the numbers were. They went from being like a $10 million a year company to like a $1 billion company.
No way.
Just, they didn't change anything about the product itself. They just changed the packaging and putting.
That's incredible.
Right? You would have bought those.
I would have bought those. I mean, seriously.
Yep.
Like, I'm that guy. Okay. Three, while dad may be okay with researching products, men are not generally coupon clippers. I mean, of course they aren't. And they are most definitely not extreme couponers. Hashtag their loss. So here's one. So first of all, I will acknowledge that I do at least shop as much as Annie does, if not more. And I think she would admit that because she just doesn't like it. That's not I'm a better parent flex. That's
right.
She just really
dislikes
it. Well,
she's home with the kids while you're doing it.
There's no, what are we flexing here? she's like, she's doing the hard work while doing that.
Right.
Let me tell you the one thing, though. I'm going to say two things. Let me tell you the two things, though, about grocery shopping. One, you have never seen me more befuddled than in two situations. One, when Kroger, which is, you know, our local grocery chain, changes the store, which they did, the one I go to, and I looked like a like people came up to ask if I was okay because I was so confused as to where stuff was. Because, you know, half of why I do it is because I know where everything is. I've done it enough where I'm like, oh, I can get it in another quick. So one is when they started, they did like, you know, they made it nicer, which was fine, but like they moved everything and it jacked my whole system up to heaven. Two, when Annie is like, hey, can you run to the grocery? And I'm like, of course. And then she does what you just said, where it's like, okay, here's the list. And it's ingredients for a meal. I'm at my weakest.
Because you don't know what the actual things are.
It's not like get milk and the bars that the kids eat and the, you know, orange juice, whatever. Like I just, I have a little, I just fly through. When it's like, okay, oregano, but the one with the red top because they don't cut the leaves quite as in this recipe.
Right.
And
right.
I can tell it's for a recipe. I'm angry in the story. Like, I'm like, I don't know where the, hey, excuse me, do you guys sell basil, but it's like, half basil, it's a natural basil, and I think it's a guy in the parking lot. You know, it's like, it is, when I'm shopping for specific ingredients, it's the worst experience that I have.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where they are. I call Annie 500 times. She's left her phone inside, and she's outside with the kids.
Of course.
And I'm just mad.
Yeah.
I'm just mad.
Yep.
The other scenario is, and God bless her, and she did this last week, and I got mad on my phone, is when... I'm there and I'm shopping and I'm like turning the corner. I'm in and it's doot, one text. Chocolate milk. And I'm like, ding. And charcoal for the grill. And I'm like,
You don't even have to be out of the store, but you could be like in on the other side of the store.
And it's just a slow drip of text. And it turns into like six things that are all diametrically opposed in the store.
Right.
Like they are the far four corners of the store.
Yeah.
And if I'm not already in line, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And I finally called her and I literally said these words. I said, you're killing me with the slow drip. She was like, I'm so sorry. You can just leave. I was like, I'm just leaving. I was like, something, I need therapy around why that makes me as mad. I get so mad. It's not even like, oh, okay, that's frustrating. I get like mad.
It's the inefficiency of it.
I don't know. I think I'm just like, hey, just send me the list. She's like, yeah. And then, literally, it's like you can hear. It'd be like, okay, I'm ding. I'm like, okay, scroll. Oh, and I'm like, okay, biscuits. Okay.
Well, ding, when ding. When I do go grocery shopping, which again, I don't mind it at all. I just don't do it that much because Amy has her system and she goes to like multiple stores.
Yep.
She's one of those.
Oh, yeah.
But when I am so dumb in that scenario that I got to have the list and I got to put it in a note app.
Yes.
So that I'll try to group it to like where they are in the store and then I have to delete them.
Oh yeah.
And the other thing, the biggest thing that I do that works against me is I will have a podcast going.
Oh no, you can't do that.
That's part of what I enjoy about it.
You can zone out.
I want to kind of zone out. I want to listen to a podcast, but I will look like, I mean, if we had security footage, I look like an idiot because I just can't think. My brain is like, I can't take in what we're hearing now and also try to find this thing that I don't even know what it is.
If you call me while I'm at the grocery,
no,
I will walk the same aisle looking for one thing the entirety of our 25-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Literally just pace back and forth.
Yep.
It's like a glitch in the matrix. And I'll see it, and I can't. Graham crackers just keep going, oh, yeah, man, how are things in L.A.? Graham crackers, just grab the graham cracker. Oh, my God, did you get the movie? Okay, graham crackers, just grab the graham cracker. And, I mean, Annie will call me, like, somebody called you, and I'm like, no. Yeah, okay, yeah. So I didn't talk to him. The other thing, too, is, like you said, it has to be in order.
Yeah.
And Annie, just for fun, will send me like a Jackson Pollock list. And I'm like, you know, this makes me angry. It's a struggle, John. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
That's
I don't mind going. I really don't. Yeah. It's like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is another good one. 2022. Adults between the ages of 25 and 34 spent an average of $250, technically $248.98 per person on Father's Day. Not a bad haul.
Dad doesn't hear this because I don't know. What's the most I spent on? What are these people buying?
I don't know. $250. I tried to do the math.
it's not New Balance shoes. It's not the Monarchs. It's not socks. It's not even grill stuff. It's way yeah. that grill.
It's a grill.
Grill's more expensive than that, right? Grill's like what, $500?
I don't know.
A grand? I don't know. So what is $250? I am so confused. Is it golf clubs?
Did they only pull golf clubs in Connecticut or something like that? Like, where are these numbers coming from?
They asked. Yeah, they asked in like some bougie. It's got to be golf clubs. I can't. I can't do the math.
Or maybe
on
like
what
a
cost.
Round of golf or something. I don't golf.
But
golf,
even that's an expensive round of golf.
We should call your brother right now or something.
Brad,
like that.
Right, like, now it's just like
$200 for a round of golf. I don't know. That sounds like.
But $250. That's. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what there's. Anyway, maybe y'all should tweet us and let us know.
Yeah,
what
let us know. Are we just terrible sons?
Yeah, I don't understand. Okay.
Or maybe people are like, no, let's factor in every part of the day. Well, the mortgage.
Oh.
You know, let's prorate the mortgage.
Prorate the mortgage.
Utilities.
Or I thought you were going to say they're counting like food they spent during the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The gas.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
To the movie theater.
That's what you're saying.
And then like how much did we pay in car insurance
while
we were at the movies?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. John,
yeah.
Do you smell that?
Oh, sorry. The chorizo gets me every time. I just can't quit it though. Amy's gonna put her foot down soon.
No. I don't think it's that. I caught a whiff of delicious Butcher Box.
Yep. Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. I feel like our whole neighborhood is hopping on the Butcher Box bandwagon. That's a trademark.
Okay. Listen, we love the Double B. We love the Butcher Box. It's the easiest way to get 100% grass-fed beef. Free-range organic chicken and wild-caught seafood delivered right to your door. Yep.
Easily find high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust.
And guess what? It's always free shipping.
John. Always. Curated custom box plans.
And recipe inspiration, guides, tips, and hacks in every box.
ButcherBox is giving us a special deal. Tell them about it, Dave.
Okay. Sign up today using the code DADVILLE to receive ground beef for a year plus $20 off your first order.
That's 2 pounds of ground beef free in every box for a year plus $20 off your first order when you sign up at butcherbox.com/dadville and use the code dadville.
And just maybe it's time for you to have a gut check after the rush.
You're right. Honesty time.
Man,
Dave,
Louise, yeah.
I want to give a shout out. And when I give a shout out, I always laugh because it just brings me so much joy to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with free samples.
You know it, John. This time of year, my allergies are in fuego. They're always on the attack, but I use this and you should too.
Oh, I do, Dave. Every day in our house.
Yeah.
Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers, which is me raising my hand, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill to relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better.
This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
John, I've been taking Claritin D for my allergies for a long time, and it's been an absolute life changer. I can go for a run without my eyes watering. I may be crying, but it's not from allergies.
Totally different.
And I can sing without feeling like I have like a big old, let's not even call it a frog. It's like a toad.
It's like a family of toads.
It's a family. It's a turtle.
Yeah.
In my throat.
So, you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies?
Yeah, me.
It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Okay. I was going to maybe read through some. You know what? Let's just do that real quick.
Here we go.
Because I have
I'm feeling crazy.
I looked up again. I went full journalist on this. And I looked up just some gift ideas. So this is just in case people don't have any ideas, don't know what to get.
Okay.
Let's reiterate that number one, according to the Fathers Polled, number one was just time with the fam. So that's the number one thing. Number two, what we were saying is those like
surveys.
the surveys, the kids' surveys.
Huge. Dad's home run. Slammed up.
Okay, now I haven't, I'm not signing off on this list. I'm just saying
that
this is
Forbes. Can I say
something
that's potentially controversial?
Please.
I'm just going to say it. I don't care. I don't care anymore, okay? Romance time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's redo our list. That was 1B.
Listen,
1A is romance time.
I mean, 1A through 50.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't. I mean, that's kind of like the little thing all the dads joke about with Father's Day. It's like,
that's, we need to go back to the beginning. What's the starkest difference between Father's Day and
they
Mother's
Day?
They
want the opposite thing. Mother. Oh, I'm not gonna make it through this comment. Mother's Day, the thing they don't want the most.
They want a guarantee that won't
that there's
be a
not
going to
be romance. That you are as physically far from them as you can be. And on Father's Day,
true.
It is
that's
exactly the opposite.
That's a good point. So 1A through 50.
Romance.
51, time with the fam. 52, the kid surveys. Here's some other ideas. Okay?
Here we go.
Back to golf. Golf is such a cliche thing.
Yeah.
I get it. I used to be into golf.
Yeah.
Is like a little, they have like a portable golf putting mat.
Oh, yeah.
Which back when I was into golf,
yeah,
my parents, this was like in high school when I was way into golf. My parents bought me a little like putting green thing. I loved it.
For Father's Day?
For Father's Day, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
They were just like, it was a Field of Dreams situation. there's a camping gear adventure subscription box. The subscription things are cool. You know,
can I say something to that point? Listen, there's another hot take. There's somebody in my life who I care deeply about, and she, for years, would give gifts that were like certificates to things or like a membership to a thing, and I never used them. Like, anytime it was like, I paid for you to go.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do them because I'm just, I don't know, I'm like a bad friend or whatever, but... Those are tricky gifts to me, where it's like I'm buying you something that you have that.
I'm giving you an errand to run. I'm not saying this is Dave's. Dave's words, not
mine.
You
can't say that better than what you just said. I'm giving you an errand to run. That's exactly.
Yeah.
And I love her, and she's one of those thoughtful people I know. It's not any, but like, it's Anna. No, but like, it was just so tricky because they were such thoughtful gifts. It was like, I would have to go do all this stuff to do them.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's just a tricky gift for me.
It's a cool gift, I think, because as long as it's a thing that you actually care about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then it's like, and I suppose this maybe goes with any gift. It's like, if you give a gift that says, I know you, I see you, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're into this thing, and also this is like, this isn't just a thing that I ordered online and it was sent. This was like a little bit more thoughtful. It's like, even if you don't end up doing it, it serves the purpose of.
I thought about you.
The gift, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's keep going. Keep going. Anyway. You're doing great.
hey, a watch.
Oh yeah.
Specifically, the Garmin Forerunner. 35. Now, I've got the 235, but not all dads
like
are ready
that.
For that.
I like that.
That's a good gift.
Technology's always safe to me.
There's a cooler, like a cool-looking cooler. You know, it wouldn't be a gift that I would keep. Now, here's one that I do like.
Okay.
Gillette, like the one right here, is a razor, just like a regular razor. Now, this razor does cost $290, so I don't know what it does. Apparently, it heats up. Here's the thing I will say. I never even shave with real razors. I do it maybe once
with rocks?
A year.
What do you do? Like your fingernails?
I use an electric razor.
Okay.
This is like a real razor.
A really good piece of wood.
But I still love all of them. I have a couple of them.
Yeah.
And I just like them.
Yeah, it's just nice to have them.
It's like bikes or something like that. Like or guitars. Yeah. I don't even really play guitar, but I own several guitars. Yeah. I just like them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I do like, having said that about, I like subscriptions. That's a fun gift.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's give a shout out to the Double B. I mean, Butcher Box, one of our
Butcher
sponsors.
Butcher Box, like Athletic Green. Athletic Greens.
Yeah, a lot of ours,
I was
actually.
Thinking of Green Chef.
Yeah.
We made it to stop talking.
Yeah, we put. Yeah. But like, I love those. I like stuff that's like, hey, here's something that kind of comes to you on a on a natural rhythm. I mean, even magazine subscriptions. Like, that stuff is cool because it's like, oh, I'm going to get this over time. Mm-hmm. Those are great gifts to me, Father's Day gifts. And there's amazing,
millions.
There's a million amazing, like, boxes now. Yeah. You know, where it's like, they have a really great, like, chef box, like, bourbon, cigars, golf. Like, anything you could imagine, they basically have a box that's, like, a monthly or seasonal subscription. So it's like, they'll send you a certain amount of bourbon every month. You know, like, little, what do they call them? Like little testers or whatever.
I don't know what the technical term is.
Yeah, let's go with testers. Yeah.
I think it's. I think they're called testers.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah. But so testies? Anyway.
I don't know. That's a different kind of subscription.
That every dad wants.
Anyway, that's enough of that.
Okay, so like, just I feel to give like you some ideas. I feel like we're looking at our time. Let's pull this thing together, John.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think to round it out.
Yeah.
We kind of do this with the other ones, and we're gonna get a little serious for this one. We're gonna end it. We're just gonna do one. We thought about doing two. Let's just do one.
Yeah.
Which I think is fun because it's Father's Day. I just talked about my birthday. Mm-hmm. It sort of rounds it out, right? We're gonna do a serious question. I'm gonna ask John. So, my birthday's coming up. I know, you know, it means so much.
I've
everything
been working
been,
on
I,
it. For
I can
months.
Tell from across the road in the backyard all the sounds of saws. What do you expect from your 40s? Okay, this is a serious question. You know, I'm about to go 45. I've been thinking about this. My birthday coming up, right on Father's Day, around it. What were you hoping would happen in your 40s? So, what do you expect that you still got? Because you got a whole decade lined up just staring at
you in
your face.
I'm practically 39.
Touché. Yeah. And so what do you expect that's coming up? Okay.
Okay.
You got a lot coming.
Okay.
And then what were you hoping would happen?
I mean, overall, I would say what I expect from my 40s is I want to be more like comfortable in my skin. I want to like trim the fat away of like the things that you, the little nebulous things that you worry about that you just, you would hope that you would, as you get older, you just like, I don't have time for that. I'm not going to bother with this kind of stuff, whatever those things are. I want to just be more, at peace.
Yeah.
I want to have like inner peace. That's what I want overall. And I mean, you know, of course, on top of, you know, my 40s are going to be, just because of the ages that our kids are, this is like, this is prime. This is my last decade of having kids at home.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like when we're doing this episode in 10 years from now, and we're talking about the 50s, it's like, well, the kids will be gone. You know, they'll be off at Harvard and
even though
and Yale.
55, I'm still going to want them to do those.
Oh, of course. Yeah, left-handed. Yeah, so I want to be, you know, a better dad, a better husband, a better friend, all those kinds of things. But I think it all sums up in like I just want inner peace. I want that whatever anxiety that we feel on a day-to-day basis for whatever reasons, I want that to quiet down.
That's good.
What I want.
That's good.
What do you want?
Well, I'm almost
and
halfway.
You're halfway through.
Yeah, I'm a little under halfway there. I think probably the exact same thing. I think the weird thing for me is it's kind of been the opposite. Like, I feel like there's been some really weird struggles in my... Like, I don't feel like I've ever wrestled more with those exact same things.
Hmm.
Like, as far as identity and work stuff, and it's never been more acutely a struggle than it has in this last 5 years. And so I think it's interesting because... I agree with you. My hope is that this is that decade where I've done something between kids and marriage and work and friendships, all those things. You've done them longer than you have before,
mm-hmm.
you know, with every year that passes. But it's specific to 40s, it's like, you know, to your point, it just feel a little more lived in, you know, like it's like everything feels a little more comfortable. But it's also the thing I struggle the most with.
Yeah.
Like I've never felt more acutely the struggle of like work trying to be my salvation or to give me some sense of identity that's not appropriate to it. Or just kids are getting trickier, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. as they get older. So it's two things that are, I also think it's the most intentional 10 years for
yeah.
me. Like
yeah.
30s was great. I mean, you know, obviously teens and all that stuff, but 20s was just like you, like
yeah.
going and going, blowing, playing fun. Shows, doing the thing. 30s was kind of, you know, starting to start a family, that kind of thing. And now it's like, you know, the grooves, the road is, the path as well. It's like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Manicured or whatever.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you feel this way, but like maybe the biggest difference at the beginning of a decade now, it's like at the beginning of my 20s, I was like, you know, who knows what the next 10 years are going to yeah. look like. At the beginning of my 30s, it's like, who knows? You know, I had no idea that we were going to live here, you know. At the beginning of my 40s, even though I do think that's true, that technically I don't know, who knows, like in five
right,
years,
right,
maybe
right,
we'll be living in right. Bangladesh or something right. like that. But it's like, no, this is the first time where it's like, I know what the next
yeah,
10 years are
going to
look
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way, but yeah. just like you're saying, like the roads are worn. It's like a worn path of life right now. Like we mm. know what life looks like. In a really great way, but it's like it's just different
yeah.
from any other decade.
Yeah, that's a great way know? To put it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, my hope to your point is the same. I think just to feel a little more comfortable in my skin and mm-hmm. trust that God, who I always has, but still has it and has it moving forward. But I think it's been interesting to see that struggle has never been more
mm-hmm.
prevalent than this decade.
Yeah.
To, I think, some degree, maybe because of what you're saying, because it is such a... you know what's happening, where before it was like stuff was just in transit
yeah right
and flux so much that it was right. like it was almost like there wasn't anything I could focus on long enough to be like oh god I should worry about that, and now mm-hmm. it's like everything's just this is what it is.
It's like when you spin a top, you know what I mean, it's like there's a little chaos for a while and then it like settles into
yeah,
like
yeah,
where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just spinning
yeah that's
it's
great.
Like I feel like we're spinning right now
yeah,
and so some of those things that maybe we didn't have, I don't know, that the bandwidth to put our attention on, now it's like we got that bandwidth now.
Yeah,
you know,
I would say too, the last thing is what I referenced before is just intentionality, just that's something I really want to be better at, that I would hope for in this next 5-6 years. Well, you know, when I'm 50, I can go, man, I really feel like I sort of like got my hands around that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, with the kid, to your point, is they're just getting older and, you know, they're getting closer and closer
yeah.
every year to not being in the house anymore.
Yeah,
by 14. So, you know, just get my hands around it. You know. So, all of that to say, happy Father's
happy
Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
Especially the fathers. Thank
Enjoy
y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
We love y'all.